Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and tonight we're going to have some fun because we'll be talking with people from the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame about its third annual induction and jazz concert coming up at Mount St. Joseph University in Delhi on Sunday, April 30th at 7 p.m. And we want to welcome founder and the head lady.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Kay Casey. And from Mount St. Joseph University, Mark McCafferty.
Hello, everybody.
And board member and a good friend of ours over the years, Mr. Dick Murgatroyd.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have all of you here today. So, Kay, why don't you tell us a little bit about just what is the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame?
Well, it started with John Von Ohlen about 3 years ago. And John came to me and he said, Kay, I'm so excited. I've just been inducted into the Indianapolis Hall of Fame. Wouldn't it be nice if Cincinnati had a Jazz Hall of Fame? And I got to thinking, well, what would it look like and how would I put it together? And got Gene Markowitz from Indianapolis Hall of Fame to come over. And got the directors from UCCCM, NKU, and Xavier, and the School for Performing Arts, and the two jazz radio stations. Lee Hay was on our founding board, and George Zahn from WMKV, and this was in March of 2015. And then Brian Hogg, who was the director of jazz at NKU, said, well, they were going to have a jazz concert with Fred Hirsch May the 8th, which was like 10 weeks away.
Right.
And he said, if you're willing to do this, he said, NKU will pay for everything. And they did. It was a wonderful reception for the inductees and their families and our members and a great concert there for 2 years. They did give the tickets away for free, which was wonderful. We sold out the first year, 700 tickets. But we couldn't raise any money. So we decided this year we're going to try at Mount St. Joe. And luckily, Mark McCafferty, who's the director of music there, agreed to be on our board and is working with us to put on a star-studded, spectacular evening for everybody with local jazz performers and also national jazz performers. So we're really looking forward to this, our third year.
And point of information, Kay sends out weekly, daily emails about jazz performances here in Cincinnati, and it's a great service. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Kay.
Right. We've got 517 now on our emails, and the local jazz musicians, bands, vocalists all send us their gigs, and then we send it out to people who want to know. So if there's anybody in your listening audience who would like to get our jazz emails, just email me, and it's my name, Kay Casey, and an abbreviation, Cinti, KayCaseyCinti, at AOL.com. Or you can call me, 207-0476, Kay Casey.
Mark, you're the new guy
on the Jazz Hall of Fame and at MSJ. I'm in my fourth year there as the director of bands, and I've recently become the chair of the department as well.
So how did you become involved with the Jazz Hall of Fame, and how did the event at Mount St. Joseph University come about?
My first involvement was as a member of the email list. I've been getting Kay's emails for quite some time now.
Right.
I play a lot with Bob Ross, the guitarist, and they've helped our audience as well because, you know, our gigs get exposure. When Kay was looking for a new location, I was at MSJ, and she just gave me a call. And we got together, started talking about it. I said, this would be a great event to get at MSJ. We have a wonderful theater. We'd hoped to do it kind of just as a sponsored event, but with the fundraising for the nonprofit status, there's a fee to use the theater, but it's minimal compared to what, you know, what's normal for a for-profit
right.
event.
Yeah.
So thankfully, the board is all nonprofit status and everything else. So if you are looking for somebody to donate to, Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame would be a great one to go. And we're just really pleased to have our theater in use and to show that to the community that we host music.
And what instrument do you play, Mark?
I'm a percussionist. Most often I gig on vibraphone and jazz. and I play a number of high school musicals on drum set.
And of course, Dick Murgatroyd, who many of our listeners know over the years. Dick, you're a great pal of Nick Clooney's, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Long, long time. We go way, way back.
Yeah, you go as far back as when Nick was, involved in politics.
Oh, yes.
And even before.
Before that, yeah. In fact, we worked together a long, long time ago on several radio series, and then I started his show in Columbus, Ohio, his variety show in Columbus, Ohio. And then I was transferred down here to Cincinnati, but to WLW. So we've been friends for a long, long, long time.
All right. Well, let's really dig into the meat of the conversation here now. We have our 2017 list of inductees, and they are Mike Andrus, the saxophonist, Frank Brown, the late trumpeter, the great drummer Dee Felice, fantastic piano player Phil DeGreg, wonderful trombonist Mark Fields, one of the best drummers I have heard, Mr. Art Gore, as well as pianist Frank Payne, along with the late pianist Frank Vincent and the late vocalist Ann Chamberlain. As always, quite a list of inductees here.
Right. What was so interesting this year, the first year the board just voted. We didn't have time to do anything else. And then the second year we sent out an email to everybody. They could nominate someone. And this year, Joe Gaudio, a very famous saxophone player with the Blue West Big Band, he was on our board for the first 2 years. Because of health reasons, he's not been. But he volunteered to put together a committee of historians, older guys who knew people that perhaps us youngsters didn't know. So Joe Gaudio put a list together for us, and then the board voted on those.
Dick, it looks like our good friend Nick Clooney will be emceeing again.
He will be emceeing. I think he's emceed all the last two shows also.
He has.
So Nick is going to do it again this year, so we're looking forward to seeing him. And Nick is always a good time, and he knows a lot of these people, which I think helps a lot.
Yeah. Aside from a great MC with Nick Clooney, a fantastic roster of 2017 inductees, Mark, we've got a lot of music going to be performed for the third annual Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame induction. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the music coming up?
Well, Hank Montner is our main band with his Swing Heritage Orchestra. Mandy Gaines is going to be kind of our featured act, and Phil DeGreg, of course, is going to perform. Don Steins is going to cover the reception, and these are all great local names. Mandy Gaines, I believe, is originally from Cincinnati.
She is from Cincinnati, and she is a world traveler. She was in Russia for a number of months. Right now, she's in Taiwan, but she will be back at the end of the month, and she will be featured there. She's a great jazz/blues singer, and she gets the crowd riled up always.
Yeah, Mandy's pretty cool.
She's great.
Also, let's not forget Andy Brown and Petra Van Noos coming down from Chicago.
Right, and also bass player with the Phil DeGreg trio by the name of Paul Keller. He's coming from Ann Arbor. Uh-huh. And Andy and Petra are married, and they are coming from Chicago.
Right. I remember when Andy was just starting out here in Cincinnati as a
guitarist.
Yeah, I was in a really successful blues group at the time and used to see Andy at all the blues jam sessions, and he's developed into quite a jazz guitar player now.
Right. Both of them, the ones that are coming from Chicago and Ann Arbor, have ties here in Cincinnati, so we're excited to have both of them come. And also, they were with, both Paul and Andy were with Diana Krall at points in their careers, so they are fantastic players.
Yeah, yeah. Also, we're going to have a scholarship winner, Tyler Marsh from Clark Montessori High School.
Right. Tyler is a wonderful pianist. In addition to inducting once a year and our emails, we also give a jazz study scholarship of $1,000. And this year, Tyler Marsh is our winner of the scholarship. Sue Brown has started also an in-school public high school jazz master classes. And she's setting up a program at Sorrento's where we will invite young students like Tyler Marsh to come and perform on Monday nights there. So that'll be exciting.
Let's just touch base one more time on our 2017 inductees. I know we mentioned Mike Andres, who's been with the Blue Wisp Big Band for many years.
37.
A great saxophone player. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the late Frank Brown? I hear that he was a fantastic trumpet player and was on the faculty at CCM.
He was, and interestingly enough, Frank Brown started playing at the age of 4 with his parents' vaudeville act, and he said he would take suggestions from the audience, and if they could stump him and he couldn't play it, then they won a prize. And he said most of the time he knew the songs. I mean, this was an amazing trumpet player here in the Cincinnati area.
Yeah, and of course, Dee Felice, his family's club there in Covington, a fantastic drummer. And I tell you what, Dee was a funny guy, you knew Dee Felice. Oh, man. Phil DeGreg, woo, longtime CCM faculty member, just recently retired. And boy, Phil is playing everywhere at this point.
And especially in Brazil, he used to travel there for the university, and he still, that's where his heart is. And he brings back this wonderful Brazilian jazz that he plays. Sometimes concerts of Brazilian jazz here in Cincinnati, and other times we just get a few wonderful songs. You know, he plays at Dee Felice's every Sunday from 5 to 8, if you want to catch him.
Right. And trombonist Mark Fields, I know Mark from his work there on the faculty at CCM, as well as when he was on the road with Ray Charles. And, of course, he had the great group Cohesion here in Cincinnati for many years.
And Mark was also a 50-50 club.
Oh,
he was
no
on the
kidding.
Bob Ron Show. Mark and Mike both played on the Bob Ron Show for the entire time we were on. Yeah.
And
very
cool. I believe that he and Phil and Art Gore are all involved in the Cincinnati Jazz Orchestra, the CCJO that's playing down at the Redmore once a month or something,
something like that.
Yeah. I believe they're all involved.
Well,
in
very
that.
Cool.
Mark is also at the Palm Court and plays with the Jim Hart Orchestra there Friday and Saturday nights on occasion. And he also subs at the Blue Wisp Big Band. So he's very busy, a wonderful trombonist.
Yeah. And one of the first guys I met when I came to Cincinnati, drummer Art Gore. I know Art is up there at CCM now, and for many, many years in a hot trio with Bill Cunliffe, Jim Anderson, and of course Art up there at the Greenwich Tavern.
We also get to hear him at Washington Platform. He does play with the groups there. He's a fantastic drummer.
Why don't you tell us a little bit more again about pianist Frank Payne?
Well, Frank Payne is a legend in this community. He was a man of many interests and talents. He also worked with the legal system here in Cincinnati as a librarian, and he's been a jazz pianist for 150 years, it seems like. He was on WLW and performed with, like I said, many of the local jazz clubs, and then Duke Ellington and Rosemary Clooney.
And the late pianist Frank Vincent, another guy kind of in the league with Dee Felice, been around, played in some really good groups. I've got a James Brown record that Frank played on and did the arrangements. Frank also was a great golfer and kind of had an interesting sense of humor as well. I know when you put Frank Vincent and Dee Felice together in a room, you're going to say something.
No, I do. Well, you know, of course, Frank played on WLWT in the afternoon on the afternoon show also, I think when Vivian Delegueza did her show in the afternoon at 4. So he was one of our gang at WLW.
Yeah, and Frank was also one of the featured musicians on the first WVXU Slice of Jazz CD that was put out sometime in the late 80s.
Yeah, Frank was at the Celestial for many years,
yes,
too.
He was.
Mary Ellen Tanner was there with Lee Stoller for about 16 years. And then after they left and went to Shea Norris, then Frank Vincent was there with Lou Lausche and Mike Malloy and Lynn Scott for a number of years. We miss him. We miss him terribly.
And, of course, the late vocalist Ann Chamberlain. Ann was one of my favorites, and I just enjoyed hanging out with Ann. And, her loss really, I cried over that.
Yeah, what was so sad was her husband had died, you know, just the year before.
Yeah, Eddie Morgan.
Eddie Morgan. I went to high school, graduated with Eddie Morgan, so I knew him for a long time. I didn't know Ann that well, but when she came to Cincinnati, I know she and Eddie were out at the Pacific Moon, which was a place out in Montgomery next to the Cadillac dealer out there, and went out there many times to hear her there. And she's, after that, she was all around town. She was at the Celestial, the Symphony Hotel. She was at Washington Platform. Just a true jazz vocalist.
So we have an all-star 2017 inductee list. Great musicians to perform throughout the evening. It's all part of the third annual Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame induction and jazz concert coming up on Sunday, April 30th at 7 p.m. at Mount St. Joseph University in Delhi. Nick Clooney emceeing. More information about getting tickets and other details are available on our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. We want to thank Kay Casey, as well as Dick Murgatroyd and Mark McCafferty for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much, Ron, for having us.
I'm Ron Esposito. Have a great evening.